Welcome for your cycling news flash on Friday, the 18th of April. And it is the Ardennes seasons, and it means it's almost time for Amstel Gold Race. Set in the twisting, narrow roads of the Dutch Limburg region, this year's edition brings something old and something very exciting back into the mix. The Cobber Climb returns to the finale. Not once, not twice, but three times for the men, five times for the women. Most importantly, the final ascent comes 2.5 kilometers from the finish, which means very likely we are in for an explosive end of the race. On the men's side, the spotlight is firmly, of course, on Tadej Pogacar, fresh off the cobbles of Roubaix. He is chasing history. If he lands a podium in Amstel, he will be the first man since Eric Zabel in 2000 to do so in both races the same year. But he's not alone. It sees the return, and we'll talk about this in a minute. Remco Evenepoel is back after his terrifying crash in December. He says he's still rebuilding, but even at 90%, we all know Remco is dangerous. And then there is Tom Pidcock, newly riding for Q36.5, who thrives in these punchy climbs and will be eager to make his mark again. And a women's race is shaping up to be a showcase for climbing power. Demi Vollering leads the charge. She's perfectly built for this terrain and will want to stamp her dominance after a relatively quiet spring so far. Out on her heels, Pauline Ferrand-Prévot back on the road and looking sharp after her win in Roubaix. Lorena Vivis, who might just be a surprise if it comes to a reduced bunch sprint. Both riders are aiming to match Marianne Voss in 2021. Podium at Roubaix, then in Amstel. Tactically, this is a race when you can't wait, you have to attack early, survive the chaos and still have something left for the Coburg. With that sting in the tail now, so close to the finish line, we could also see a solo win. So the women's race will be on Sunday at 9 p.m. on SBS Viceland, followed by the men at 10:35. I was just mentioning it earlier, after 188 days away from competition, Remco Evenepoel is finally back. He's set to return to racing tonight in Brad Binsen Pils, kicking off his Ardennes Classic campaign, and with it, one of the most anticipated comebacks of the season. Evenepoel's season last year was nothing short of remarkable. He podiumed in his Tour de France debut, won both the time trial and the road race at the Paris Olympics. That was a historic double, and at just 24, at that time, he looked unstoppable. But in December, disaster struck. A high-speed training crash in Spain left him with multiple fractures and a bruised lung. It's taken more than 6 months to recover and is now only just returning. Now, as he lines up again, there are big questions. Can he find the top form? How will he stack up against the likes of Pogacar and Van der Poel in the classics? We don't know yet, but if history taught us anything, you never count Remco out. And to conclude this news, the mountains are nearly calling because next week it's time for Tour of the Alps. It starts on the 21st of April. It's a 5-day stage race through the heart of the Alps from San Lorenzo d'Orsino in Italy to Lienze in Austria. It's a climber's paradise, 739 kilometers, over 14,000 meters of elevation gain. Each stays for something different to the riders, steep gradients, technical descent, and of course unpredictable mountain weather. This race has become the Giro d'Italia dress rehearsal, a place where GC contenders tune up, test each other, and sometimes even reveal too much. Last year, it was Juan Pedro Lopez who stole the show, showing he could climb with the best. No confirmation on the start list just yet, but expect a deep field of climbers and maybe even a few Giro outsiders looking to make a statement. This was your news flash on Friday, the 18th of April. Don't forget, Grace Brown's Unclip will be with you on Monday and the full SBS Cycling podcast next week when we'll debrief all these stories.